Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Small Business Heroes, a video podcast series where we learn business strategies from entrepreneurs and business professionals. In today's episode, we have Shani Kian from McKinley Resources. Shani comes from the background of working in labs and currently managing marketing for a company that makes raw materials for beauty care products. It would be interesting to learn more about McKinley Resources and Shani's journey with it. So let me welcome Shani to the show. Hello Shani. Welcome to our podcast.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So today we have an opportunity to learn more about you and McKinley Resources. To get things started, can you tell us about yourself?
So a little bit about me. I am from Texas originally. I have been with McKinley Resources for about 7 years now. I serve as the technical sales and marketing director. My background is actually cancer research. And so I came from, working in the lab over to the sales and marketing side of things for the chemical and cosmetic industry.
Oh, that's a great journey, Shank. And how did that transition happen from the labs to the marketing desk? And how did it happen?
It's really, people always say it's about who you know. So a friend of the family actually worked at McKinley. And so I did some contracting work, doing some research with McKinley when I initially started. And then I actually enjoyed it. I liked, learning about the science behind cosmetic ingredients, skincare ingredients, and just flourished from there.
Talking about the science behind cosmetic ingredients, I'm now curious to learn about McKinley Resources. Can you tell us more about the company and what it does?
Sure. So McKinley Resources is a distributor of specialty raw materials in the chemical and personal care industries. We started in 2003. Of course, we're based in Dallas, Texas, and we started as a manufacturer's representative. So basically representing and selling, selling the manufacturer's products in the Southwest region. So Texas and the surrounding states. And from there, we expanded to having our own ingredient product lines, representing international manufacturers here in the United States and North America. And now we sell, all over the United States as well as internationally. So our focus area is primarily active ingredients in the spaces of skincare. So the things that will help with reducing wrinkles or addressing acne or things like that, as well as some of your OTC ingredients, like, you may have used a hydrocortisone cream or something like that before, or benzocaine cream to reduce pain. We sell those kinds of ingredients, as well as vitamins and supplements.
Oh, wow. Okay. So this company that you supply to, they're pharmaceutical companies or cosmetic companies, FMCG companies?
It's a mix. So it's primarily skincare and cosmetic companies, but we do work with some pharmaceutical manufacturing companies as well.
My God. So I'm asking you this because the next I want to know is about your growth strategy, because in a very niche B2B segment. So how do you find this new businesses, this new clients? And how do you approach them? Is it sales driven or marketing driven? How's it today?
So we do a good amount of, I would say, marketing, strategic marketing on certain digital platforms. That's kind of our main way. So we list our products on digital platforms in the industry. We do email marketing, which Soho has been a great help in helping us to be able to do that. And then we attend trade shows and we meet customers in person there.
Right. So since you mentioned Soho, where all do you see Soho in your process of marketing? Like you mentioned about email marketing, but can you please elaborate on that? How Soho works in your daily life to achieve your marketing goals?
So before I started with McKinley, we weren't doing any email marketing. Actually, we hadn't brought on Soho yet at that time. So we were able to start using Soho CRM, and then we expanded to Soho campaigns. And that allowed us to do email marketing. So we'll send out email marketing campaigns to our customers, I would say a couple of times a month at least. And that's really helped, to help us stay in front of the customer and to, launch new products, send out information, and even send out information about when we're going to be at trade shows and having different events. So it's been extremely helpful.
Like you get leads from the trade shows and then nurture them through Zoho. Is that what you do? Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we get leads from trade shows and the digital platforms and nurture them through campaigns.
Right. And you also use CRM to like follow up with your sales clients and accounts. Yes.
The CRM has been a lifesaver. So again, when I started the company, and we're a relatively small company, we were still using Excel to keep up with our customers. And now we've been able to grow to the point where, you know, we have hundreds of customers and we're able to keep track of all of their information in Zoho CRM. I think the biggest thing that's been helpful, one of the biggest things in CRM, is the automation. So being able to use workflows to trigger automatic follow-ups with customers has helped tremendously.
Perfect. Good to know that. And I suppose the ZDG meetups that we do there in Dallas, that are also a bit helpful, I mean, to learn the product. And maybe if you have any doubt with the Zoho products, you can come to the meetups and learn. Were the meetups helpful to you?
Yes, they have. Particularly the Zoho One. I attended a Zoho One meetup recently, a session. And we're just starting. We've been using the CRM since, I think, late 2014. But we just started using Zoho One, so some of the other applications. And so that's been helpful to learn how to use the other things.
Yeah, thanks for validating the concept of ZDG meetups. Now, coming back to the growth strategy of McKinley Resources, how do you compete with your competitors today? I mean, what makes you different from other cosmetic ingredient suppliers?
So for us, our biggest selling point is the service. You know, being accessible to customers, being able to respond in a timely fashion and giving them excellence in service. And how Zoho helps with that, again, in part the automation, being able to automatically send out information or automatically follow up with customers, keeps us in touch with them more regularly. We do quoting, lots of quoting through Zoho CRM. And so that allows us to store all of our product information and email out quotes and things to the customers and get them the information that they need quickly.
Glad you mentioned Zoho as a partner in your growth and competitive strategies. Now, what are the next steps at McKinley Resources going forward? I mean, what are your future plans?
So the key things we're working on right now are, particularly with Zoho, in adding Zoho One, we need more inventory management as we're growing. You know, we can't continue using Excel and some of the tools that we've been using. So inventory management, something similar to an ERP system, shifting from QuickBooks to books and having everything under the Zoho umbrella, just making it easier to integrate and everything talk to one another. That's kind of at the forefront of what we're doing right now, as well as international expansion. So looking into working more with international customers, as well as international business partners.
Right. And you know you can reach out to the Zoho community at any point if you need any assistance in your future plans with Zoho, right? So with Zoho as your sidekick, do you feel empowered in your marketing or when you meet your clients?
Yes. So one of the things that I do when I meet with customers is I develop kind of a sales meeting agenda or sales plan. And I can, you know, use the filters and different reports in Zoho to show me, okay, this is, you know, I can look up the customer background, what their interests are that we've input in the CRM. I can see what they've purchased, what open projects we have with them, and that helps me prepare for, you know, what I'm going to talk to them about.
Thanks for validating the role of Zoho Suite in your work process. Now, talking about small businesses, you know that since last year, the economy has been going through a rough patch and many small businesses had to shut down. Could you share any word of advice for the surviving businesses to get through this period?
I think just, you know, encouraging businesses to continue to keep your customers at the forefront. You know, especially if you're a service-oriented business, continue to focus on the thing, try to focus on the things that are going to help you continue to provide excellent service to the customers, and investing in tools like Zoho so that you can, you know, be more efficient, be more effective. One of the things that Zoho helps us to do, and that will help, you know, if you're in a pinch, is keep your footprint small. You know, Zoho is a very affordable program. We're a small company. It helps us do a lot on a small budget.
Thanks for the shout out there, Shani. And we are proud of the fact that we offered our productivity apps and more for free for small businesses during the pandemic. Okay, so before we let you go, would you like to share any message for our Dallas Zoho user group?
I just look forward to spending more time with the Dallas group, collaborating to learn more about using the new applications. Being new to Zoho One and there being, you know, 40 plus more applications that we can use, I'm excited to see, you know, what else we can incorporate in our business to help us grow and learn from other people in Dallas. And definitely, you know, provide whatever advice I can as well to them.
Sure, we look forward to all the great interactions we have with you in the next upcoming meetups. Right, Shani, thank you for doing this interview with us. We actually learned a lot today, and I'm sure the listeners and anyone who watches this video will have quite a few takeaways from this interview. Thank you for doing this, Shani.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Shani.